Philly Fed, inflation getting worse even while demand slumps again. By John Carney on October 20, 2022. Factory activity in the Philadelphia area declined for the second consecutive month in October even while inflationary pressures were more widespread, the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia said Thursday. The indexes for current general activity and new orders both remained negative for the month and the shipments index remains low but still in positive territory. Despite sagging demand, the measures of inflation worsened and demand for labor increased, suggesting a stagflationary environment. The measure of general business activity improved by 1.2 points to minus 8.7. Economists had forecast a stronger improvement to minus 5 from last month's minus 9.9. The index has been negative in 4 out of the last 5 months, with a positive reading only in August. The outlook for business conditions 6 months from now dropped to minus 14.9 from minus 3.9. The new orders index, a key measure of demand for manufactured goods, improved slightly from minus 17.6 in September to minus 15.9. The share saying orders have fallen was 32.3. Those saying orders had increased made up 16.4% of respondents. The outlook, however, grew much dimmer, dropping into negative territory at minus 16.7 from last month's positive 6, with 42.5% expecting orders to fall. The gauge of prices charged by manufacturers for finished products climbed from 29.6 to 30.8, as 40.7% said they had increased prices and just 9.9% said they had lowered prices. The other price measure, which looks at what manufacturers paid for components and materials, jumped to 36.3 from 29.8, with 45.9% saying their costs had increased and just 9.6% saying costs had declined. The index for number of employees rose to 28.5 from 12, reflecting more employees at 29.1% of manufacturers and fewer at just 0.6%. The measure of average work week turned positive, going from minus 3.8 to 10.4. The outlook for employment and prices, however, indicated that on balance both are still expected to rise. Nonetheless, these eased somewhat from last month. The Philadelphia Fed survey covers manufacturing firms in the 3rd Federal Reserve District, which covers eastern Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey, and Delaware.